Indiana drew national attention for an HIV outbreak in 2015, mostly tied to drug use. But there's a hidden HIV epidemic among another group of people, Black women. In the first part of a series, SideFX Public Media's Darian Benson reports they're being infected at unusually high rates.
Sheila Muhammad tested HIV positive in 1990, when she was just 26 years old, and pregnant with her third child. She was shocked, angry, and scared. HIV wasn't something she thought she was at risk for, but her husband had tested positive while in treatment for intravenous drug use.
It took me a long time to know, you know, that he was on the drugs, and then I didn't know enough about it. You know, I didn't educate myself to even know that the two went together.
That was less than a decade after HIV had been identified as the virus that can lead to AIDS. At that point, media attention was focused mainly on gay men, like Rock Hudson and Liberace, or on IV drug users, not on young Black mothers like Muhammad, who's from South Bend, Indiana.
When I found out, the first thing I did was said a prayer to God that, you know, if I had to die, you know, I wanted my children to be grown so they would not be a burden on anybody else.
HIV outreach campaigns have traditionally focused on reaching injection drug users or white men who have sex with other men. But according to the CDC, about 1 in 4 people living with HIV are women. Black women are being hit especially hard. They account for about 60% of cases among women in the U.S., even though they're only about 13% of the female population. And an overwhelming majority of new infections for women are from heterosexual contact. Amy Knope researches HIV prevention as an assistant professor at the Indiana University School of Nursing.
Black Americans are the least likely to be tested, the least likely to be linked to care once they are tested and found to be HIV positive, and also the least likely to be adequately treated and virally suppressed.
Knope says, like other health disparities, racism is behind the high HIV rates in Black women. It shows up in healthcare, medical research, and even the criminal justice system. Knope says people of color are also more likely to be essential workers and not have flexibility to leave work for medical appointments. They're more likely to be uninsured or underinsured. And if a woman has children, there's a higher chance she must take care of them and other household duties.
Again, it sort of circles back to these structural racism issues. It can be really difficult to actually engage in care.
Knope says it is important not to blame women for these disparities or assume they're fundamentally different from white women.
This isn't true, nor is there a behavioral difference in terms of sexual behavior.
Knope says behaviors like condom usage and multiple sex partners are similar across race. Kim Parker is a public health researcher based in Texas and has studied HIV for over 20 years. She says culture plays a big role in these rates because Black men and women tend to be romantically connected.
And I think culturally, Black men and women want to be protective of each other. Black women are less likely to leave, you know, due to bouts of infidelity and things of that nature.
According to the CDC, some women may not know their partner's risk factors and may not use a condom or medicine to prevent HIV. And women facing domestic violence are more likely to be forced into risky behaviors or to have sex without a condom.
So you have to dive deeper into understanding the complexities around sex and whether or not women have control of being able to protect themselves. You know, we always say wear a condom, but 9 times out of 10, it's not the woman that's wearing the condom.
Though it's been 40 years since HIV was identified, Tony Gillespie of the Indiana Minority Health Coalition says a stigma still surrounds the virus.
Still have people who, you know, are stigmatized who are living with HIV. We still have communities that shun or just don't talk about it. We're going to have to get a handle on HIV where we are now before we can end it.
Gillespie believes too much focus is on ending the HIV epidemic. He'd like more attention on the hundreds of new cases each year, particularly the newly infected Black women. From SideFX Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.